Start recording. Now, Bob, you can turn that one on if you want to. But I think this gets us in a mood to study instead of us just talking about first one thing and another. At responsive reading, just I think it kind of mellows everybody out and gets us with our minds so that we can start. Because it's hard enough doing this with the right attitude and the right spirit, and that's all of us. So, Hebrews chapter 11. This is the great faith chapter. But I want to watch these people and watch the characteristics of these people. Now remember, these people that we're going to talk about today only had a promise. They had a promise, but they didn't attain unto the promise. They didn't receive the Holy Ghost. Everybody understand that? People in the Old Testament did not have the new birth, baptism of the Holy Ghost, like you and I, in the soul. Everybody got that? Everybody understand that? It's been taught to you for years. Because even the Bible in John 5 says the Holy Ghost was not given because Jesus had not been glorified or he had not released that life. He was Jehovah God that had all these attributes in him, but Jehovah God had to become Jesus. Remember, Jehovah the old is Jesus of the new. So the Holy Ghost was withholding in the Old Testament because the blood of bulls and goats can't do it. In other words, there's a flip side to all these people. Noah had great faith. Noah built an ark. Noah saved his children. Noah did a lot of things. He did what God told him to do, totally contrary to what scientists said. But he died a drunk. Solomon, the greatest man that ever walked on the face of the earth, so the Bible says, had all wisdom and prudence and wealth. Two women got him to serve idols at the end of his life. If he would have had the new birth, that wouldn't have happened. David, a man after God's own heart, had his best friend killed. Now, that's not brotherly kindness. Had his best friend killed so he could cover up. He'd already committed adultery with the man's wife. But to cover it up, she found out she was pregnant, so he knew one thing for sure. He had to get rid of that guy. Now, what a scoundrel. What a rascal. But remember, the blood of bulls and goats could not do away with sin. How many times did Brother Brown say that? It can't do away. It covered it and pushed it to Calvary. Now, when Calvary comes, Paul looks back into the Old Testament and says Abraham was strong in faith. Receiving the promise. Well, he didn't look at Abraham giving away his wife twice. Or trying to. You understand what I'm saying? Laughed at God. All these people in the Old Testament had human flaws. Human flaws. But they did not have an indwelling of the Holy Ghost to burn out the old man. They had an anointing, just like the anointed ones at the end time. It's the same identical anointing. Because remember, the anointed ones at the end time is not anointed with a false anointing. It's the true baptism of the Holy Ghost anointing someone's body and spirit, or spirit basically, because the body just does what the spirit tells it to do. But inside they're black. Well, now that's the way it was with Moses. Look at Moses. He was a murderer. Right? Murdered an Egyptian. Did a lot of things contrary to what God wanted him to do. He was flawed in a sense because he couldn't go across the promised land in a type that's the promised land of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that's why Joshua is a type of the believer or the new birth in the end time or in the seven church ages. Everybody got that? There's no way God could clean out an individual totally, body, spirit, and soul in the Old Testament because when Adam did what he did in the Garden of Eden, that blocked all the sons and daughters of God from being born at that moment. Got it? Because remember, God won't dwell in an unclean vessel. Eve became unclean. So that stopped. It didn't stop. It just hindered God's program. Nothing ever hinders God. It just hindered the program that we're looking at backwards. See, it never hindered God. God knew all that was going to happen. But he made provision in the Old Testament to make sacrifices and offerings and things so that the believer, it's like you hear many times, he said he'll put the lamb on the altar. He believed. See, there you go back to faith. He believed that when that lamb died, that lamb was taking his place. But there was no way that the blood of that lamb, the life, there was no way that literal life of that lamb could come over into the believer and say, I've washed you. No, I've just covered you until I come and do the work. Right? Because Jehovah God was God above us. Jesus was God with us. Now it's God in us. Why? Why wasn't God in the first? Adam sold out the human race so that no sons and daughters of God could be born the way God wanted them to be born. The Genesis 1, 26 and 27, man. Because we were supposed to come and multiply and replenish the earth. But I'm trying to set a background because a lot of people, even maybe on the internet, most people in the message believe that they had the new birth or had the Holy Ghost in their soul in the Old Testament. There is no way that can happen. No way. Look at how they acted. All of them. But God was showing in type how that like you come up and you still got the old Adamic nature. But once God burns that inside old man out, the only way that can happen is the life of that sacrifice. The life in that blood had to come on, not on the believer, but in the believer. Got it? Lamb could only capo, cover. Got it? But the man still went out, and if he was I don't know, let's just say he was a liar. And he said, God, forgive me. But see, there was no way. That's why that David, God loved David because he had an honest and contrite heart. He could look into the very part of David and say, David, I'm just carnal like my dad. David, I'm sorry that I can't get in your soul. Because if I could get in your soul, we'd have a party. You understand what I'm talking about? We'd have a time. But he knew if David had the Holy Ghost. See, there I go back to predestination again. He knew if all these Old Testament people could receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, why, Lord, they'd have been mightier than they were here because the life would have went with the actions. See, they had the actions. The Holy Ghost would come down and anoint David, and he would just speak in the first person. But now when that anointing came off of him, now when that anointing was on him, he didn't go kill Uriah or have relations with Bathsheba. Right? Even Jesus himself had an anointing. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He knew that anointing wasn't on him anymore. But it wasn't the Holy Ghost leaving him. It was an anointing for his message, for his ministry that he brought. But in this chapter, we see these people that through these flaws, though, you and I can see the character building that we need in the end time. I say in the end time because we're here. Okay? They needed it in the first church age and had it all the way through. But it's been sort of eroded, and that's why the statue of a perfect man is so important, because it's a step. Remember we read where Brother Branham said this is, in other words, got the Daniel 70 weeks, statue of a perfect man, then going into the seals. If you're not a walking, breathing instrumentality of God sealed in by that top Holy Spirit up there, God cannot reveal the seals to you the way he wants to. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can get a partial light. You can get a partial understanding. But until all those virtues are working in your life, there is a part missing. There's a part missing. If you don't have brotherly kindness, there's a part missing. So we got to see that once we take this pyramid, and we're still at faith on number about 18 or so, but faith is the key for all these things. You say, well, I can't do it. Well, then you can't. God made provisions for you to do it. He gave you the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has those things in it. Let me just put it this way. It's like I said about the pill. But remember, with that pill, it's layers. It's gelatin, right? It's gelatin. The pill. And it's a slow-release pill. We used to take slow-release pills, you know, and it, you take one, it lasts you all day. Why? there was coating on that pill. Well, there was just enough of what you needed for 1 hour, and then it would dissolve, and then the second layer would dissolve, and then you got seven layers of a pill that God gave you called the Holy Ghost. It's there. See, virtue doesn't have to come from above. That's what we're looking for sometimes. I think we go to praying and even fasting and saying, God, I want virtue. God, I want virtue. And he said, it's in you. You've just got to exercise it. You got to put it in the right environment to learn. That's all. That's all you got to do. So simple. It's like Brother Ron was talking about the orchestra and the symphony Friday night at the camp meeting, and it was really wonderful that you've got all these players in the different parts of the world, and then they all come together to make one great symphony. And you can't be off. And he said it's like, you know, the little triangle. That guy may only have one note, ding, and then he's done. Practiced for years to be in this great symphony orchestra, and he looks down and he's got one note. And when he looks and sees that note, realizes it's his, and he dings, he's done. But then you got the ones that play the first chair, second chair, third chair. I was thinking about all the pieces in a symphony. Well, that's kind of what you get the new birth. You've got the tools to do what you need to do with. But it takes a fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints. So you can't just get virtue sitting at home by yourself. But what happens is we're the ones, the fivefold ministry is supposed to, like Brother Branham said, take the blinders off your eyes that the devil's put on you and said, hey, you can't do that. Well, some way somebody's got to contact God, to contact you, to say, hey, you got it already in you. Don't look for it to come from somewhere else. Now, it's in the Word of God. It's in the prophet's message. You just got to be here to get it. And praying and fasting and all is good. But what does that do? That gets you out of the way. That means you've put a capsule around it that God can't get to. Remember, he's a gentleman. He's not going to bust through your free moral agency, what Brother Dale's been preaching. He's not going to just come in and start cleaning your house out. He's going to ask you. Or he's going to tell you through a fivefold ministry what to do. And if you don't do it, then the doorknob's on your side. So. Yep. Right. Excuse me. Yep. Because remember, like Sister Trudy was saying, Abraham, I don't believe Abraham got up one day and God spoke to him and he said, man, I need to go live this life because somebody 2,000 years ago is going to... No, they just got up and did what they were supposed to do. God said, get up and leave, so he got up and left. But now remember, he's still human. He took Lot with him. God didn't tell him to take anybody with him. He said, you. He didn't say you and your family, so Lot's first mistake was, but now still God honored that, right? He didn't go away from Abraham and say, oh, Abraham, you didn't do what I said. No, he did part what he said. But he knew Abraham was going to continue the journey. That's the difference. That's the difference in every one of these people and the billions of people that were on the face of the earth during this time. These people did something nobody else did. They believed and kept on believing. Brother Branham said, Abraham, the reason God spoke to Abraham, God knew that Abraham would take what he got from God and give it to his family. Now, that's what he said. All the great things Abraham done, God knew Abraham was going to sit down with his children and say, hey, this is what happened. This is what's going on. And then they could take it on down through the generation. So let's start with, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. and by it he being dead yet speaketh. All right, we're just going to kind of run through a few of these and make a few more comments. By faith, Enoch was translated. That's like the brother said the other night. Enoch pleased God in the Old Testament. Didn't say a thing about him being translated. He said God took him. But Paul, having the inward Holy Ghost that was there with Enoch, same one that was right there with Enoch, comes over here in Hebrews and says Enoch was translated. In other words, he was changed and taken up. All right? That he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. All right? But in Genesis, it just said Enoch walked with God and was not. That was it. Now, how are you going to read into all that? You got to have somebody come and break it down for you. Paul came and broke it down and said, oh, Enoch was translated. Said he should not see death. But without faith, it is impossible. Okay? Without the Holy Ghost, it's impossible to please God. Why? Because you're contrary. Your nature's contrary. You were born contrary to God. You were born contrary to His perfect will. You were born contrary to His nature. That's what we're talking about. That's why these things. Because the things that we have in normal... That's why Brother Brown said a lot of these virtues, people have them out there. Why? Because it's just in the nature part of people to have patience. Some people have a lot of patience, some do not. But once you become a Christian, you can't fall back on that excuse and say, well, I didn't have temperance then, so I'm not going to have temperance now. Now, that's that's a cop-out, and God will not accept that. One more time. Once you become a Christian, those are requirements, not something that you say, well, that's just not my nature. Everybody understand that? Though being contrary, a lot of that contrary, still, you must have these virtues to be sealed in by the Holy Ghost and to receive an adoption when you come to a position. Requirements. Not a, well, I didn't have patience before and I ain't got a whole lot now. Okay, maybe so. But it's required that you have patience. But the Holy Ghost has patience. Does everybody understand where I'm going with this? It's not something out there you got to get. It's right here, and you're the one that keeps it encapsulated or in a cell, jail cell. You keep it. You keep the door closed. Right? But the goods in there, you're the one. Free moral agency. Go back to free moral agency. You're the one that can say, okay, God, I've never had patience in my life with nobody. But God, you promised me. That's promise. You promised me that if you give me the new birth, that is in there. And if it's a requirement, you know what you're going to have to tell God? God, you're going to have to do it. But God, I'm going to allow you to do it. You say, oh, allow God? Yeah, that goes back to free will agency. You allow God to get in that door. But see, God knows that if you're stubborn, you're not going to have patience. So guess what? Temperance is where you're going to stop at. And you're going to have to go by the grave, die before the rapture takes place. That's just the way it is. The only people that's going to take a body change is going to have that headstone of love. Because I believe Brother Branham had that headstone of love, and he still died. So there's going to be a group of people that's got to have that so totally in them. Of course, we know why Brother Branham had to go off the scene. He couldn't be here because of the next coming of Elijah. Too